Welcome and hello everyone. My name is Gordon Feener and I am an attorney located in Boston, Massachusetts. During the course of this informational segment, I'd like to focus on the dwelling property policy, which is sometimes referred to by the initials DP or DF for dwelling form. Before I begin discussing the dwelling policy, I'd like to briefly summarize my background. I have been in business as an attorney for more than 27 years, providing legal services with a concentration in homeowner and property-related claims. Prior to starting this office, I worked for approximately 20 years in the insurance industry. In summary, a dwelling policy or dwelling form is used in many cases where the property may not be owner-occupied or in cases where the property does not qualify for a homeowner insurance policy. This type of policy generally provides the basic coverage for the property itself without providing the additional liability or theft coverages, which are typically found under the homeowner insurance policy. In general terms, the dwelling policy does not require the building to be owner-occupied, and it can be used where the building has up to four families, or in cases where there is an incidental service business such as beauty shops, music lessons, or professional offices with a maximum of two workers. The basic dwelling property, or DP form 1, provides coverage for the standard policy perils including fire, lightning, and the removal of property to prevent further damage. It can also contain 8 expanded coverage perils, including riot or civil commotion, above ground damage from volcano eruption, 3, vehicle damage, 4, windstorm, 5, smoke, 6, hail, 7, aircraft damage, and 8, explosion. Coverage for the building is typically at actual cash value. Coverage for other structures other than the main building structure is typically limited to 10%. Coverage for contents such as personal property is optional and is covered on an actual cash value basis if there is an additional premium which has been paid. Fair rental value coverage is typically limited to 10% of coverage A if the rented building is damaged by covered peril. The DP, or Dwelling Property 2 policy, also known as the broad form, provides the basic coverage of the DP1 policy and generally adds the following coverages for glass breakage, 2, damage caused by burglars, 3, damage from falling objects, 4, weight of ice, snow, and sleet, 5, collapse, 6, artificially generated electric currents, 7, freezing off or discharge of water from plumbing, heating, or cooling systems. Generally, theft coverage is optional and can be provided under certain circumstances. The third policy in the series is the DP3, or the special form. This form has stricter underwriting requirements and may provide coverage for all risk unless otherwise excluded. You, as the building owner, should review your dwelling policy to make sure that it contains the appropriate coverages. As the building owner, you should also review the policy to see whether coverage is being provided on an actual cash value or replacement cost basis. You, as the building owner, should also determine whether your dwelling policy is 1, the basic form, 2, the broad form, or 3, the special form. You, as a property owner, need to be mindful that there may be certain obligations upon you as the named insured to have read and understood the dwelling policy. If you are a business and suffer damages that should be covered by your insurance company and having difficulty with your insurance company, please feel free to contact the Law Office of Feener & Worley to discuss your loss in your specific dwelling policy. The information contained in this informational segment should not be considered as legal advice. For additional information, you may wish to visit our website at www.attorneyfeener.com or www.homeownerclaims.com. In conclusion, I'd like to thank you for listening to this informational segment and remind you that this segment can be considered to be advertising under the ethical rules, and any selection of an attorney should be a careful and thoughtful decision. Again, thank you for listening to this segment and have a good day.